Germany's National Disease Control Center says the number of people falling ill in connection with a mysterious bacterial outbreak linked to tainted vegetables continues to rise. More than 1,000 people have been affected by the bacteria, and there are 9 confirmed deaths. The enterohemorrhagic E. coli bacteria, also known as EHEC, has been found on cucumbers imported from Spain, though the exact source is unknown. Hundreds of people have been sickened in other European countries, and Russia's chief sanitary agency has banned the imports of cucumbers, tomatoes, and fresh salad from Spain and Germany, pending further notice. Dr. Hilde Kruse is the program manager for food safety at the UN World Health Organization's regional office in Rome. She told us more about the bacteria and what we can do to protect ourselves.
This is a very big and very severe outbreak, with the vast majority of cases occurring in Germany. But there have also been reports from other countries, but with the cases in those countries somehow linked to Germany, with even either traveling to Germany or the patients are residents in Germany.
Now, just looking at E. coli, this particular strain of this bacteria, can you tell me a bit about where it comes from? What sort of effect does it have on food and also on humans who consume that food?
This bacteria that seems to be the cause of this outbreak, it's enterohemorrhagic E. coli, so-called O104. It's a very, very rare type of bacteria, but it belongs to a group of bacteria called enterohemorrhagic E. coli. That means a type of intestinal bacteria that are able to cause bloody diarrhea. And then in some patients, there are a severe complication with kidney failure, so-called hemolytic uremic syndrome. And these types of bacteria can be natural inhabitants of the intestines of animals, in particular ruminants such as cattle and sheep. And these animals can carry this bacteria without being sick themselves, and the bacteria can then be distributed to the environment through fecal material from the animals. And this causes food safety risks, because various types of food can then be contaminated with fecal material from the animals shedding these bacteria. So there have been many reports of outbreaks, foodborne outbreaks, that are due to this bacteria, and with various types of foods implicated, such as raw milk cheeses, meats, ground beef in particular, different types of fresh produce, and also water. And also, this bacteria can also spread to humans by direct contact with animals. And also human-to-human transmission is possible with the secondary infection between humans.
Now, for this recent outbreak, what can we do as individuals to protect ourselves?
So far, we don't know the cause of the outbreak, but we should always adhere to good hygienic rules. So WHO has developed the so-called 5 keys to safer food that we advise the people should always follow, also in a normal situation. And these messages stresses the importance of good personal hygiene, and to make sure that you wash your hands after visiting the toilet, that you wash your hands before eating and before preparing foods. And in regard to food, one should always make sure to use safe water and safe raw materials, and to wash fruits and vegetables very carefully before eating them raw.